Well, they are nature's weed eaters, which means no nasty chemicals are required. What are we talking about? We're talking about goats. Joining us live is WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Hello there, Mike.
Good morning. This has been a big trend out west where they've been using goats to try to get rid of some of these overplantings that have caused some of the big wildfires. But this is kind of a new thing for us, and it's very exciting.
They're bringing several hundred goats here to the district to allow them to chow down. Yeah?
Not several hundred. I talked to Brian, who runs Eco Goats. The goats are actually kept at a farm in Davidsonville, Maryland, out by Annapolis. And they've got a little over 100 goats total, and they'll be bringing 60 or 70, which is still quite a few goats, to the historic Congressional Cemetery on East Street Southeast, where it's a very delicate area. It's hard for humans to get at the weeds. The weeds are causing such problems, they're damaging the monuments. And as you know, they're right next to the Anacostia River, and it's also a place where members can walk their dogs. So they made a pledge a while ago not to use herbicides. Thus comes in the Eco Goat Team. If you want to get up into the hundreds, there'll be 240 legs of weed-eating adventurers out there for almost a whole week, and people are invited to come watch the weed-eating goats at work.
That's great. Tell us again where it is real quick.
It's going to be at the National Historic Cemetery on East Street Southeast, kind of where it meets Potomac Avenue. The goats are going to show up this coming Wednesday, and they're going to be there through next Monday. And the public is invited to enter the cemetery via the gatehouse, and there'll be signs telling you where the goats are that day. And these aren't tame animals. They're going to be working animals, so you're not going to be petting them or feeding them. And besides, they want them to eat all the poison ivy and not any treats. But you'll be able to see 60 or 70 goats doing what goats do best, which is eating unwanted vegetation without any residues, any problems whatsoever.
All right. Thank you much, WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath.